Gidikar daf mesach ba bekama daf pe zayin vi nevet af gin tes mat gin gemara khiner bi de pater makol din shvetar and truth is bi de actually exempted the blind person all halachas in the tar to tell you it's a wonder that imkin if that's the case so my yiri the pater bi bavishes leel why do we need a special exemption for bi de from the blind person regarding the liability of bavishes of embarrassing someone else but only gzir shabbat din nech enech what do you need to shabbat din nech enech if he's not obligated in any din in the tar the nil read a piece to the read. You're right. Shlom Tzayif, Chazav of Yehuda, at the end, Rabbi Yehuda retracted me, Masha Yepoitim in Bechel Bad, that he originally only exempted from the halacha of shaming someone else. Kishem Matzah, Drash, Shlom Poitim, Misa Begalus, when he ultimately found the Drash, that exempted him from death and Galus, and so to everything. Well, you know, I mean, another purchase, you can say, no, he loved the Gal, Exer Shabbatay Necha, Lift the Summa. If he didn't have this Exer Shabbatay Necha to exempt the Summa, have a Savara, Le Midrash, Gabi Galus, Great Mayor. Would have thought to say, to Darshan regarding Gaulis like Rameir, because it's actually a Shaila regarding Bibli Das, you actually come to include or exclude. And that was saying that once we have this pretext that we know that there's such halacha that we find by Baishas that he's Pater, so then we say, oh, the same thing is going to be regarding Gaulis. But if not, then we actually would have included him regarding the liability of Gaulis. So next is about the mother behind the Yehuda Pater become mitzvahs amos bater. So the Yehuda exempts him from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So it's a tame, it's a one because really a blind person is part of the culture. Kula, how did Nam Perikol Karis Miguel Digmas and Miguel Nabrav Dalman Avre Yehuda means his Gozer Leiva Morais Moiris Miyama. Someone did not see the luminaries, the sun, the moon, the stars, all his days of his life. But Yifres Hashemah, you can't say the Berachas Krishma because you can't say the Berachas Yitzmaris. Father's taste is wait a second, my fellow Rav Benisman Nami, what I mean, even if he saw it becomes blind also, Amacha the Potter, the Gemara is telling him he's Potter Mekala Mitzvah, all the mitzvahs. So if that's the case, what's even the Havim, what are you even thinking that he could exempt others if he's not Mukhi Ben Mitzvahs? Now, Bishalmi, the Mukhi Shleva Moray Meres Miyamav, that explains the case, what does it mean never saw luminaries in his life? Because Bishalmi is based off, he was always in a dark house since he was born, the Shanil Ben Ara. Or he was born in a cave and the suman is not blind. Oh, it's a Shabbat. That makes sense. That right. It's not a sum. It's not in the gavra. It's mechuyev mitzvahs. He just can't say I made some errors because he never saw it. But the Gemara did not mash from the Hagmar. It sounds like the Gemara Megillah of Chavdal and Beit. The Ma'ir b'Shem Mamish. That's literally a blind person. Mefarshtem the Behuda and the Amma Im Pirus. And the Gemara has explained what's the reason here that it says you cannot say Kriya Shema Yitzharis for the Tzibah Shem. The Inen, the Minam Ayres, because it doesn't have the pleasure from the Ayres. And Rabban Sabi Yisli, no, Rabban say, no, it does have a no, it could be Yisli, because like Rabbi Yisli, Shara Summa Babu Kabiyadi, he saw a blind person, he had a torch in his hand. Amalei says, Bani, my son, Abu Kazulam, what do you need a torch for? Amalei says, yeah, cause Mancha, Abu Kazubiyadi, and this obviously is not in a cave, he's not in a house, he's outdoors. It's as long as the torch is in my hand, Bani Admorain, they see people see me, they see me from the holes. Now, that reasoning only applies by a blind person. So back to the question, but forget about that's why you can't say it's Samar, it's very simply because you're assuming you're part of all mitzvahs. So when Nirtel says that it appears the Avag of the Pater Rabbi Yehuda some call mitzvahs read, although Agamara's teaching Rabbi Yehuda says that a blind person example all mitzvahs become welcome with Jabban al Chai, but rabbinically is obligated. Why? The Avag of the Yishim Yifter Rabbi Mitzvah says, although women are exempt from the time bound Paz commandments, but we don't hold the obligated even rabbinically. That's Mishim Shish Mitzvahs Harbid and Machayev as well, because there are many mitzvahs that women are obligated. But a blind person, he passes some call mitzvahs, I fell with Jabban, and if you would say he's exempt from all mitzvahs even rabbinically, he can have like a minor, and he's like a non Jew. Shay no, but he's a club that he doesn't have a halakh of a Jew at all. That's why the one who never saw luminaries in his life, I thought was saying even rabbinically, he cannot say Birchas Krishma. No, he's not, he didn't have pleasure. But rabbinically, he would be obligated if not for that. But you're right, if he saw and he became blind, then he's rabbinically obligated. He could fulfill his obligation because he did have pleasure from it, so he could say it to my others. Because Dachim and I is only rabbinically obligated. Dachim never became the Rabbanim. Because others also only rabbinically obligated. The Krishna Rabbanim, because Birch is Krishna, but Krishna, it's only rabbinically. I'm a Mishmesh, like the Mishmesh is Birch of Chaval Menal. And therefore, since even though he's only rabbinically obligated, like we're saying, but a Summa could exempt others, it's just if we're Summa Kalyama, then they cannot. And more of Loy Damichiv, the Summa Lechiv, the Kadrigilachinach. That wait a second. Well, why is there? We know that Kadosh Gilchanah Chinuch cannot be mighty Achirim, even though he's rabbinically obligated from Mitzvah Chinuch. So why is it different than the Suma? Because she'ine lechanuch. It's only to train him. Because the Avgav the Chaim Rabbanon, where even though it's rabbinically obligated, in Paris Hashem Alid Zechem Deichabasan, he cannot say the Berachas Krishma to mighty others because he is not rabbinically obligated. There's a rabbinic obligation for the child to do it. But as a child, he doesn't have an obligation as a conscious to a blind person, that the person himself is rabbinically obligated. It's just about to begin with the words Gemara, but every kinnan shalei pat mikulam. If it's his own non-Jewish slave, then he's exempt from all of the five liabilities that you usually have when you injure another person. So it says, you can say, wait a second, but before we say chayiv, it's not true. He's obligated to pay for the doctor bills for his slave. Can come and pray, come to get, like it says, get up your base of the base, but get yad abdesh chaver. And someone cuts off the hand of the slave of his friend. Now, look, has nice and shifted for us to let out. The Gemara says that you have to give the loss of work and to the doctor bills to his master. Perfectly, you want to ask, what do you mean? The doctor bills has to go to the slave. The bayit tzuibah, he has to get hit with it. I think my answer is, you're right. Let's say, we don't need that we say goes to the master. Rather, it's toma damdula hey yami. They evaluated how much doctor bills he's going to have for 5 days' work. And he did like a very strong procedure on the slave. It's a bit plus him, and it became healed in 3 days. So therefore, that extra 2 days is what's going to go to the master. But you're right, the primary healing has to go to the slave. So you see that has to go to the slave. So why are we saying that the master is potter? You're right. When we're saying over here that he's exempt from everything, from the extra damdu behavior, it's the gimel that they evaluated for 5 and he got healed in 3. Those extra 2 days is what the master could keep for himself. That's what you're going to say, but Tishma must need, but that you could resolve from our Mishnah, like we just said, meaning, no, based on this, so then you simply could say that another question is that, obviously, that the slave, you could tell him, work for me, I'm not going to feed you. Why? I mean, the loss of work, you're saying that the slave doesn't have to be compensated. So the master is going to hold on to it. If the master hold on to it, so the slave's not working for him, so he's not going to feed him. So obviously you can tell him to work with me and I'm not going to feed you. Because this is not the same person, but every time he feeds the slave anyway. So the fact that he's not working, that's why the master could hold on to it. But this is a big question. What's difficult is, my Kamash Malan Rabbi Yechim, what Rabbi Yechim teaching is Shemesh Rafa Salah Rabbi, where in the Gemara in Gittin, he says that you give the healing to the master, which as we're saying, the Hainu Hayusin that's a begimel. I mean, like we're saying in the Gemara Gittin, that it's the extra must need he. But that's our mission of the Patim Kulam, which that's what we're saying is what the Mishnah means. So Al Kainira, so therefore says no. So obviously no. Actually, Shiyesh L'Chalik Ben Achem L'Chem Boy. That actually not like we first answered. That actually, when we're saying Patim Kulam means from everything. We said that 3 days at least of the doctor bills has to go to the slave. No, she's called Ben Achim Boy. The difference between others injure him, where then that goes to the slave. Ben Laharav Asmach Boy, where if the master injures him, Shekvar Zochah B'Kol, already he owns him, so he actually doesn't even have to give the doctor bills of even those 3 days. Next, does not begin the Gemara. Given the Akli Rachman and Shvach Nirmal Av, since the Torah gives the kinyan of the prophets of the young girl to the father. Kishra Kondrashi explains, where do you find this? It says the Muslim, the Rebbe Sabiha, that in her youth she's in her father's household, which teaches Kol Shvachnim Lavia. All the prophets of the young girl go to her father. Now, when the young children find stuff, Nami Pirish, actually they're also explaining to Bita that his daughter Mitzias Lavia, that when she finds something, goes to her father, Mishim the Shvach Naodim Lavia, because of this halacha of the prophets of the young girl, goes to her father. So it says the question, but it's difficult to interpret his commentary because the British very common the kedushin, the Gemara good the kedushin of Gimel base. Oh, he knows the Gemara suits of Gimel base. Oh, the Gemara says that no, now who that pasuk by first and darmut does that pasuk is talking regarding the ability for the father to nullify the vow of his daughter. The loyal feed mahasim shadvarim, and that you cannot learn from their other things. So what's Rashi being that pasuk? So it says veneer it seems to behold duchted noket shvach na urim. This that always brings this term, this the prophets of her youth. Well, some of the amanakde. It's just like a sign to indicate, but blemishim the map of moving out. It's not because you're right. We learned it out from that posse of her youth, which might not be pishim going to be said. And actually, now Sugi Rashi at the end explains. You're right. The kesef kedushin shalai. This that the father gets the money of kedushin is for a different reason. Is because the if he wants to muscle a menuba mukashchin, he could give her over to marry to some disgusting person. Therefore, he has the rights to the money of the kedushin. Mitzias namalav. He also says that when she finds something, goes to the father. Mishum Eva, because of hatred. In the Farsha Gemara, Pregnation Spato, but then the Mavam Beis, the Hashina would consider Jemetech son, if he's going to hate her because she'll like to eat Lamitik, because she's not giving him what he finds. Again, he's going to go give her over to marriage to some disgusting person. Now, the question regarding the injury, according to Rabbi Loza, was the Avgav, the Inchak, but although you're right, there's no application of hatred Because the loy kabe be midis letzar begufagadam lekaman, that what the father's not particular about when it's a physical pain, that's why she's getting the money. So what's his question? Kamakam rohu lishalav, still he's entertained that chabal should those money should go to the father. From the avichas and mekasbi, ultimately her value is diminished now, and that's within the purview of the father, as we see regarding his ability to marry off whoever he wants to.